Welcome to Sports Day. We'll get into all the day's sports news after we have a chat to the Australian cricket coach, Justin Langer. The one-day international and T20 squads are announced and they are to play India here in Australia this summer. That's the great news. Sadly, we will have none of it here in Perth. But JL, how are you, mate? And nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. It's been a little while since England. I was coming out of 4 weeks quarantine, so I'm feeling nice and fresh and ready to go for the summer.
So just take me through it. You had 5 to 6 weeks over there in England in a hub. You returned to Australia where you spent 2 weeks in a hotel in Adelaide in quarantine where you had, I believe, a number of COVID-19 tests. Then you return home to Western Australia for another 2 weeks of quarantine. Can you take me through the process?
Oh, not really. I wish I could, but I mean, that is the process. So there's plenty of sacrifices being made to keep the show on the road. And it's, you know, it's frustrating at times, no doubt about that. But, you know, I've got through it now and I'm really pumped about the summer. Although I did say that my dad, when I was in England, I was telling my dad about this and he said, "Oh, hey, son." I said, "Yeah, what is it, Dad?" He said, "You took the boys to Gallipoli in the Western Front the last 2 years, didn't you?" I go, "Yeah, I did." He said, "You should have taken them to Broome and Barley." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, mate, stop whinging. A lot of people made big sacrifices for our country. So stop your whinging. Get on with it." So I'd like to get more into it, but I'm not going to whinge for my dad's sake. Can we get on with it so everyone can enjoy some cricket?
Righto. Speaking of getting on with it, though, there's going to be none, sadly, here in Western Australia. No test matches, no short-form games either internationally, which we're all, I think, craving, we're wanting. We want that entertainment played here, which means that you're going to have to spend some more time on the road, and you've assembled a squad today, and there's a couple of newcomers, or one particularly from Western Australia.
Yeah, look, it's a big trip. I leave on the 22nd of November and I'll probably get back to Perth in April, I reckon. So I'm enjoying this time off at the moment, or time at home, that's for sure. But it's going to be a really testing summer for everyone. I think that not only for the fans and the people who miss out on cricket here in West Australia, and I know how much we love our cricket over here. I mean, the Perth Scorchers is almost an institution, isn't it? The Scorchers fans. And let's just pray that there's some opportunities for the Big Bash, because we certainly love our cricket here. Let's hope the borders soften a little bit so that can happen. And as for our team, yeah, we've made a really good team. We're playing good cricket. Our one-day cricket, we beat England in the last series. Our T20 cricket's been excellent. So I'm really looking forward to taking on India, who are becoming one of our biggest rivals.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful series. Now, Cameron Green, let's talk about him. I've been on his bandwagon for a long time since last year. I was a bit surprised he was included in this squad. I expect him to be included in any future test squad. But why into the one-day and T20 squad at this time, JL?
Now, a couple of reasons, Hayes. One is that Mitch Marsh is out, and obviously Cameron Green and Moses and Reeks both come in as almost direct replacements for another medium pace all-rounder. And what we've found is that we've had to get better at our one-day cricket. And you look at some of the really good teams around the world, you know, they've usually got another a sixth and seventh bowling option. You think about Ben Stokes in England. They've got those extra, and we did that in England with Mitch Marsh, Marcus Stoinis and Glenn Maxwell. So it gave Finchie a few more options in the bowling department. So that's why we specifically picked Cameron Green, who's hopefully going to bowl in the next two Shield games, a few overs. Moses and Reeks has been bowling it, both in terrific form and a direct replacement for Mitch Marsh.
What I love about your squads, JL, is there's no free handouts to young players on potential. You've got to earn your spot, and the inclusion of Moses Henriques, as you mentioned, a player that's been through a bit, but his form last year solid, and he started this season really well too.
Yeah, he won the New South Wales Sheffield Shield Player of the Year last year. He captained the Sixers to a win. He's a terrific young bloke. He's a very, very good cricketer. So, and someone like Cameron Green, I remember playing county cricket all those years ago, and the English used to say, "Oh, you know, it's amazing in England, Australia, you always got this youth policy, you always pick young players." And I said, "Well, actually, we only pick young players if they're knocking the door down." And they were talking about the Ricky Pontings and the Damian Martins of the world. Well, Cameron Green is knocking the door down. He's young, but he's got 400s in eight or nine Sheffield Shield games, or 10 Sheffield Shield games. So he's got another one, 199 the other day, started the season well. He's a terrific talent. You know, Greg Chappell's been telling me for 3 years he's the best young batting talent in Australia. I love his bowling. So, my gosh, he could be a superstar of the future.
A lot of these players have been obviously playing in the IPL. They come back and play this series. What about the Test series? Are they going to be underdone, or will they be right given potentially the lack of four-day cricket leading into that Test series?
Yeah, we've got some challenges, no doubt. I mean, one of the challenges is the guys who come back from the IPL, they'll go into quarantine, and we'll go. The guys who aren't in the IPL will go over to Sydney to meet them, and we literally play a one-day international the day after quarantine. So we haven't seen the guys for, we'll end up being 3 or 3.5 months or so, and we'll catch up on the morning of the one-day international. So there's a challenge in itself. And then a few weeks later, we play red ball cricket. But the guys we talk about, remember, are Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood, David Warner and Steve Smith. So all seasoned pros. They've been playing cricket. They're up and running. They know what to do. So that's less of a concern for me.
Now, looking ahead, we have a couple of tours scheduled. Now, whether we end up going to South Africa is probably still something that is up in the air from a South African cricket perspective. But if we head there in February, we've got, a Test series against New Zealand happening at the same time. And I know you're very strong in your comments when you've been away around having two squads in two different countries. It's certainly going to stretch us, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's going to stretch us for a number of reasons. And look, I've made my comments about it. I understand we're in a really unusual scenario around the world, in not just in sport, but you know, I'm one for one Australian cricket team, not two. We're one country, not two countries. But it's also going to stretch our Sheffield Shield competition at the end of the season. You know, we'll take extended squads to South Africa and New Zealand, so that takes probably 36 players out of the Sheffield Shield competition. So it's not ideal, but we also understand that countries like New Zealand need us to go to New Zealand as much as we need India to come here, or England needed us to go to over there. So at the moment, we're trying to look after each other as best we can.
JL, around the world in world sport, all coaches coaches are being cut from their teams. What about you? What support staff will you have around you coming into these next series?
Yeah, we had a few redundancies early up. We've got to really tighten things up. I mean, we know in AFL, obviously, with my close links with the Eagles, we understand with the soft cap what's happening. We're seeing it in rugby. We're seeing it everywhere. We're going to have to. The difference for us at the moment, we still haven't played the season. So I'm expecting there's some big costs with playing all this cricket. We're on a knife's edge, that hope, praying that India get out here. That's going to ease some of the pain for the economy of Australian cricket. But certainly we're keeping a really close eye on it, Hayes, because we won't be immune. We haven't been immune, and I assume we won't be immune in the future.
It's daunting, isn't it, really? I mean, when you look at Cricket Australia's announcement today and their annual results, they've delivered around $40 million in savings through their operational changes, which you've just spoken some of here on the show. But still a net deficit, JL, of $45.9 billion. Now, I know that that's a four-year cycle, and that's the projections, and it's driven by tour schedules. But, mate, that's a daunting number.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, and that's why I saw Richard Goyder on Saturday night, and you've just got to compliment, you know, the AFL and the NRL. You compliment Cricket Australia for getting the show on the road, because imagine the ramifications of AFL not playing this year, or the NRL and other sports. So again, we're not immune to it, Carl. It just goes to show how fickle all business is, and sports no different. So yeah, it's certainly sobering, and that's why everyone's working so hard and making the sacrifices that need to be made to ensure that we keep playing. And the other part of all this is it's not just the economics of it. We know the smiles that it puts on faces playing sport. Again, it doesn't matter if it's footy or rugby or tennis or cricket. It's really important for our community. I mean, people love their sport. And that's why it's important we do everything possible with the governments, with the governing bodies, with the biosecurity, the doctors, that we do everything possible to get sport played, because for the mental health of not just our players, but for all of our community, it's really important that sport's being played.
Nice to chat, mate. Take care. Look after yourself. Enjoy your next 3 weeks while you've got freedom. And thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Speak to you soon.
J. Justin Langer, our number is 922-118-882. Made some very, very strong points there. We've got a $100 Tap Touch voucher. Please gamble responsibly. And we've also got a double pass to the Beer and Beef Festival. It's on this Sunday at the Burswood Parklands. We want to hear from you, your interaction next, 922-118-882. And we'll talk about what happened in the rest of sport today next here on Sports Day.